We all know how important gratefulness is for happiness. We know that. But I want you to take it to the next level. So I'm going to give you four ways that you can be more grateful and find even more joy beyond the basics of waking up in the morning and saying, I'm grateful for the day, for the sun, for the food. I want to take it to the next level. Okay. This year, I want you to think of how to express appreciation more fully, right? More fully for others and for yourself. So here we go. Four different ways. Number one, don't just be grateful in general. Be grateful in specifics. Because, my friend, people don't trust, they don't like general, they don't like vague. You gotta do it specific. Yourself, if you're grateful in general terms, oh, I'm grateful for life, right? That's not enough, because that's not going to bring any emotion into you. It's not memorable. Well, you need to make it specific for yourself and for others. And remember to give the appreciation that you wish to receive. And I'm sure you don't want to receive something wishy-washy. You want specifics. You want to know exactly what people appreciate in you. And it's always better to appreciate one thing very specifically than 10 vague things. So for example, when someone at work would say to me, thank you for your hard work, I feel a little bit of joy, a little bit of happiness, but a lot of doubt and confusion because that was somewhat vague. I didn't really feel like I worked hard enough. What's hard work? What does that mean? Or you did a good job, right? I don't really know what that means. What part of it was good? Maybe I didn't feel like it was good. Give me some specifics. Because a lot of people have this element of imposter syndrome, so just getting something vague is not going to be helpful. And then you might think, oh, I fooled him or her to thinking that I did a good job or that I worked hard or that. Or you might think, oh, that wasn't a big deal, so I'm not going to take this appreciation seriously. Now, if somebody said something like, I noticed you went out of your way to include your colleagues in discussion, I know it would be much easier to let it go and just do it yourself, but you did it anyways. I appreciate your leadership because it makes my job so much easier, and I know that it's going to get us a lot of amazing results, right? That generates no doubt, no confusion, no matter how much of an imposter syndrome you have. That, my friends, is powerful as it is. More work to think and elaborate a specific expression of appreciation. That is way more powerful. The same way, if you're talking to yourself and you say, I'm grateful for life. No, I'm grateful for specifically something that's going on, maybe the previous day or that you've noticed. I'm grateful for having a place where I feel safe. I can go to bed at night knowing that nobody's going to attack me. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to be well. I'm going to be well rested, and I have this opportunity to restart every single day fresh, right? That is more specific. Number two, don't take anything for granted. And my mother told me a story recently. Actually, I didn't remember the story. She said that one day she was driving me to school, and I told her for some reason that it was her obligation to pay for my school. That was her duty as my mother, and which is unlike me, but hey, apparently I did say it, and she said right on the spot, she didn't think twice. She says, yes, it may be my job to give you education, but I don't have to pay for your quality education. I have the responsibility to give you a roof, right, to give you some safety over your head. But I don't have to give you your own room. And I had my own room for a lot of my time as a child. I do have to feed you, but I don't have to serve you all this abundant, tasty meals that I give you. So from that day onwards, my friend, I got the message. And I learned to appreciate everything that she did for me. So sometimes, actually quite often, we take for granted exactly those people, the actions that those people that are closest to us, that care for us the most, that they do for us on a daily basis. right? A parent driving you to school like she did, right? The cooking and the meal prep and the purchasing of supermarket the groceries activities every week from a spouse, right? The laundry, or your boss who gives you growth opportunities, who sits down with you often to give you feedback. You know, the experiences, the vacations, the activities that your parents gave you, or the opportunities that they gave you, right? Acknowledge everything, each meal, each assignment, each vacation, each gift that you get. Don't ever take the time or the kindness of people, and especially the ones who are close to you, for granted. It's very common to do that. We appreciate strangers, one thing that they do for us once, but then somebody who is there every day doing stuff for you, you don't appreciate. Always honor them with acknowledgement and appreciation. And keep saying thank you. Yes, maybe they're doing something every single week for you. Maybe, you know, they're cleaning up the service people, right? Or the cleaners are cleaning up your office every single week or every single day. Don't think that you only have to say thank you once, right? Keep saying thank you, even if you feel like it's repetitive, because no one gets tired of receiving honest appreciation, right? The garbage man, the mail person, you know, they don't get tired. They need to receive that's good for them. That makes them feel good and appreciate it and acknowledge. And very few people do that. And at the same time, on the flip side, gently remind others that they shouldn't take your actions for granted either. Number three, acknowledge people's effort and their efforts, even if you don't like the outcome. I used to take these partner dance classes. And in these classes, in this specific class, there's about twice as many women as there are men, which is very, very common for dance classes. And that meant that, you know, the men would rotate in the class and dance with each lady, but then half of the women would be standing at any given time because they didn't have a partner to dance. So in this class, many of the guys were beginners, and a lot of the women were more experienced in dancing, so you had different levels. So when one of the guys danced with me, you know, he seemed a little bit shaken, his confidence was low, and he told me that the other women who he was dancing with, not just one, said that he was a bad dancer, and they had no patience with him, and he felt terrible, he was feeling like, oh my God, maybe I'm not meant for this, maybe I can't do this, and so I was so infuriated, I'm like, this is crazy. We hardly have any men, and the women here still treat them like garbage. This is terrible. No respect, no appreciation. They don't acknowledge that they're there, that their presence is there. They're doing their best. They're learning. They're putting their efforts in. So what happened? The men, they go to a class and they feel bad about it. They're gonna leave. And we already didn't have we didn't have a lot of men. So at that point, we had none, and they had to shut down the class. And then later, this happened again when I was dating who is now my husband. And he had no dance experience. He didn't even like dancing, but he came anyways because I asked him to come to the dance class. And again, they do the rotation. So he was dancing with other women who are more experienced. And he was heavily criticized by them, who accused him of stepping on their feet and not doing the dance moves well enough. So understandably, my husband wasn't very happy and motivated to attend another dance class. And I was so angry, so upset. I could hardly believe how nasty these women could be. So, and if you notice anybody, an employee is putting effort into a project, but is still struggling. If a colleague demonstrates, you know, they're putting effort to help, to do something of value, but it's failing. If a loved one is putting effort to change a behavior but is having setbacks, acknowledge the efforts instead of judging them. And then offer to help. Number four, be grateful for the challenges that you meet because they give you an opportunity to grow, to be better, to be stronger, to be more authentic. My greatest challenge in my teens and my 20s was basically to overcome my extreme social aversion and social awkwardness. I walked forward looking down at the floor because I couldn't stand making eye contact. I mean, I even hit myself. When I was walking downtown, I would often hit people, walls, and even these light poles because I didn't see it, even though it was right in front of me. I dreaded the attention I got by, you know, I had to raise my hand and say, I'm here when the teacher at school called our names at the start of the class to take attendance. I dressed in oversized t-shirts and oversized pants to hide myself. I was living in the shadows, and it took me about a decade of deliberately putting myself in uncomfortable situations like public speaking, networking, and taking on leadership roles to overcome that social awkwardness. And it was in the long 10-year journey of overcoming that I discovered myself. I found myself. I discovered who I was. And I also had some of the most memorable experiences of my life, like traveling around the world, going into international dance conferences, and living abroad. So recognize that sometimes it's in your journey of overcoming a challenge that you're going to find yourself and encounter some of the most insightful moments and transformational moments in your life. So embrace those challenges as opportunities for discovery, for positive change, and for greater meaning and significance in your life. And my friends, be grateful for others, right? Be grateful for yourself. And have a great year ahead and take that joy with you so that you can be positive and give and have a great day, have a great week, have a great year, and spread that happiness and positivity to others as well.